Moncrief on News Talk.
As we've mentioned already, as part of Vodafone's campaign called A Stranger's Tale, Henry McKean jumped on a bus to see if he could collect some stories without anyone slapping him. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. And everyone was so friendly on this particular
were
bus.
Were they?
They were lovely. It was the E2. I think it's the new 46A, but it's slightly different and it kind of crisscrosses the city.
Oh.
And the bus was quiet. It was clean. Okay. Oh, it wasn't that quiet. I mean, you can hear lots of kind of bus sounds in the different in the kind of background. But yeah, today with Vodafone, I'm going to try my best to make some connections that count. And Sean, please join me in connecting with a stranger's tale. I interact with strangers throughout the bus, connecting with the strangers, asking where they're heading and striking up conversation on the E2. And we start with this lady. This is Jo. Where are you going?
I'm going into town to pick up my daughter from work.
You're picking her up?
I'm picking her up and we're going to go shopping.
Wow. And you're going to do a little bit of shopping? What are you going to shop for?
Absolutely. Well, go see some nice clothes and, you know, bits and pieces, basically. Just, it's nice to have time out with her after work, you know.
And so it's nice.
She's worked hard during the week, so and we have a little break.
And you're going to kind of treat her?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And earlier this morning, just talking about meeting people randomly, I was heading in to get my hair done and I was in Phibsborough and I met this very lovely lady at the bus stop and we just started chatting and we discovered we knew people. She was a librarian.
Yes.
And I have a number of friends librarians and she knew them all. This was totally
so you
random.
Knew the same people?
We did.
And were you a librarian too?
No, I wasn't. I just have librarian friends.
And how come you have librarian friends? You like reading?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So you're always
from
in
childhood,
the library?
Very much so, yeah.
And you love it?
Love it, absolutely love it, yeah. And enjoy it with the children and with my grandchildren as well.
And reading is so important, isn't it, to make a connection?
Oh, my God, absolutely. But it was funny, just I noticed her bag. She was carrying a bag, and it was in Irish.
Yes.
And it was about the magic of the library. And I just said to her, where did you get that bag? And that's how the conversation started. And then it went from there, you know, which is absolutely lovely.
And isn't that beautiful that you can still make a connection? Do you think we make enough connections out there these days?
No, I think we travel in a fog. We travel within ourselves. We don't talk. We don't mix. I always say hello to the driver when I get on board.
You still say hello to the driver?
Absolutely. Really important. And when I'm getting off the bus, I say thank you.
And that's important too.
Very important. Very important.
And have we lost our manners in a way like that? You know, have
we
lost that connection?
Busy. It's what's happening all over the world, really. You know, we're looking out for ourselves and don't think in terms of other people who make the day good for us, you know? So, yeah.
And it is busy. You can hear a siren there behind us and it's go, 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 isn't it?
I know, absolutely. Yeah. Now, somebody heading for hospital, God love them, you don't know what's wrong, you know? So
yeah,
things
God
like that
them.
Come up in your mind when you're traveling.
Yeah. Why is it important to connect with strangers?
Well, it's just part of who I am. I just love speaking to people. And I think it's important because sometimes that person might need connection, you know? And then maybe they might be too shy to make it themselves. And okay, if you make a fool of yourself, you say hello and they kind of blank you. So what? What have you lost? Nothing. But you might be able to give that person something that might help.
You're right. I mean, people blank me every day and I don't take it personally anymore.
They're probably in awe of you, Henry.
I mean, I have to have a thick skin, and I suppose we all need a thick skin, but we still have to try and make a connection.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're all connected anyway, in a very, very special way. So just, you know, go outside yourself, say hello. What does it cost? Nothing, you know? And just be nice, you know? Say thank you.
Be nice. And we should be nice. We should try harder to be nice.
Absolutely. We all need that in our lives. You know, the way things are going in the world, it's just so sad. And I'm sort of permanently sad about things that are happening and things that are going wrong.
And the news out there sometimes can be pretty miserable.
Yeah. And it's all people living for themselves, living for money, and they don't care about people. And that's really dreadful. Dreadful. Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Thanks for making such a special connection with us today.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you for talking to me.
That was Jo there. She was lovely.
Wasn't she a lovely lady?
She was lovely.
And, you know, we just approached her and she started chatting and she even had her hair done, not for us, but I think for her daughter. She looked like $1 million on the bus.
And she was going in to see the daughter.
She was going in to see her daughter and they were going to do some shopping. And why not?
Yeah. Okay, that was nice. Yeah. But she was very kind of thoughtful as well.
Oh, hugely thoughtful about the world around her and life. And we can all learn an awful lot from Jo.
Yeah.
Beautiful lady.
Okay, lovely. Thanks, Jo. Now, you met an actor on the bus.
Yeah.
God, buses are great.
And I didn't just, like, put him there. He was a real person. And you know that, I won't mention the name of the advert, but the real food, real people. You know, sometimes I think actors are better. But yeah, actors, he was a real actor. And we wanted to, I suppose, interact with strangers and connect with them. And I met this young actor at the back of the bus.
Where are you going?
I'm heading to Blackrock.
And what are you doing there?
Just going home, going back to the family home, see the parents, see how they're getting on.
And where are you coming from?
Just coming from town, meet my friends in town for a coffee, so yeah.
And tell me, do you often make a connection with a stranger when you're out and about?
I think so, yeah. Well, I think so. Sometimes I may make a connection, you know, whether it's just a hi or if I'm getting a coffee, like, you know, you might chat to the person serving you the coffee and stuff.
Did you meet anyone interesting today? Any strangers?
Not really today, no, actually.
Well, you met me.
I met you, actually, yeah, that's true. I met you, yeah, you're interesting, so yeah, that counts.
Well, and for you, you know, do you think we need to make a little bit more of an effort when it comes to, you know, chatting to strangers and having the banter when we're out and about on public transport?
I think so, probably, yeah. Because I know a lot of people can be, like, just in their phones, especially me right now, my headphones
you've
in before
you're
chatting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes you can be kind of closed off from the world, so maybe you can make that extra effort, try and put the phone down for, I don't know, the half an hour bus journey you have, you know?
And would you consider yourself outgoing? Would you be, you know, you're chatting to me and you're,
I think
you're
so.
Young?
Yeah, I think I'm outgoing. Yeah, yeah, I think I'm pretty outgoing.
What do you want to do in a few years' time? Or what are you doing now, even?
I'm an actor now, so...
Oh, you're an actor? Yeah. So are you famous?
I wouldn't say famous. I've been in a couple of things. So I was in Kin and stuff as a supporting role.
Oh, wow.
And
so what did you do?
I filmed another TV show over in Toronto a few months ago, so that was fun.
Because you do look familiar, so I might have seen you and stuff.
I actually think you interviewed us in the Gaiety before. I was in the Gaiety. Did you come into the Gaiety?
I did come into the Gaiety.
Yeah, I think I actually did an interview before.
So I think I interviewed you downstairs or
you
outside.
Did.
Yeah,
you were
having downstairs.
Lunch or something. Yeah, downstairs. Yeah, yeah. That's why I said yes, because I recognised the voice.
Oh, well, look, thank you for doing that interview that time and now.
Yeah, of course.
And thank you so much for making a connection.
Of course, same to you. Same to you. This is great. Different bus journey. I love this.
Why do you think it's important to try and connect with strangers?
I think it's important because, I mean, as I said, like, you don't know some people's stories, you know? And you could be on your phone and you could be just so closed off to the world. And there's so much people walking by. Like, you're walking through town and there's, like, thousands of people. You have no idea. I think sometimes it's good to, like... I don't know.
Just open up.
Just open up, be nice.
And you never know what might happen and where it might lead.
This is it. You know, those people can be going through their own thing, and sometimes a simple hi as you're walking past three can lighten up someone's day.
And, you know, the next time we meet, you could be in Hollywood, and I might not be able to even get you on the red carpet. You might not even stop for me.
No, I'll always stop for you.
I'll
recognise the voice, I'll recognise it again. So, yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for the chat.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
There you go. There's a man from Kin and the Gaiety. You know the guy I'm talking about.
I do.
I always make a point of engaging with strangers, especially if they look like they're lost, says this texter. This is because I myself was lost in the Chinese town of Shizhou. Sorry if I totally made a mess of saying that. In 2009, I had no Chinese, couldn't read any of the signs. A Chinese man came up to me and asked if I spoke English. He then walked me the 1 kilometre to my hostel and said, "Now my debt is repaid." He then told me that he'd been in the exact same situation in Sheffield 10 years previously, and he'd vowed to repay the kindness of a stranger one day, says Alan.
Crikey. Beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah. Different class of people on the 46A brackets E2. I'd live on it if I could. Is it a posh bus?
It would be a very, very smart bus. I mean, it would be clean, it would be smart, it would be new, it would be relatively quiet. Obviously, you can hear the bus noises there. And everyone on it was just very pleasant, really quite friendly and nice and happy.
Okay, and it goes from the north side to the south side and vice versa.
It kind of ends up towards IKEA, out that sort of direction.
Oh, right,
out towards Ballymun. I kind of hopped on and off it. You know, if I saw somebody interesting, oh, we're going to get on this bus.
Yeah.
I'd look in the window and then jump on.
Right. Pointing at them from outside. Right, so who else did you talk to?
So we also connected with this couple who were shopping in the ILAC Centre and we met on the bus.
It'd be nice if people would communicate. Years ago, when we were kids, people used to communicate better.
You think they communicated better?
Oh, yeah. without a doubt, you know, people yapped, you talked.
And in Dublin, there was always banter.
Yeah, there was always banter.
Yeah.
And you were a yapper. Were you always a yapper?
I love to be the gift for the gab. But we used to have games and stuff like that. Do ring a ring a rosary. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? You know, games that they don't do today. It would be lovely. The phone away and a game instead, you know.
Play some board games or just some
good
old-fashioned games.
Well, these games weren't board, you know.
Yeah.
Especially the alley, the alley ball.
And you love that.
Oh, yeah. It was plainy, plainy, I love you. Over, over, I love you. Uppy, uppy, I love you. Downy, down. You know, and you go dashy. And then when you did dashy, then you lost out.
And where are you? You're heading home now, are you?
Yeah,
where is home?
That's it, yeah.
Ballymun Road.
Heading to Ballymun Road.
Well, we like talking and we like to communicate, but there's a lot of people doesn't. You know, it depends. You can get somebody and they could be the snappiest oldest boot, you know. I don't mean old person. I'm talking about snappy boots. That's what we call them here.
Are you guys connected to each other?
Yes.
We're husband and wife.
Married,
We're married 29 years this year.
Congratulations, 29 years.
Yes, 29 years.
And you're still sitting beside each other?
Yeah, well,
still connecting.
I murdered somebody, I'd get a lot of sentence.
We were old sweethearts. We used to go.
You were high school sweethearts?
Yeah.
And you stayed together all these years?
Yeah, that's it. And we're both twins, but. What do you call it? Like his twin died, and my twin still alive.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
it's been a few years now. Yeah, that's life and then.
Yeah. He died during the pandemic. You know, with the cancer.
Thanks for connecting with us.
No, you're welcome. And thank you for connecting with us.
There you go. That's interesting. They're both twins.
Both twins, and with a sad story as well. I mean, one of them is now gone. A lovely couple, so friendly. I think they ended up having Chinese food in the ILAC Centre. They did some shopping in Dunn stores. They were heading home. They were delighted with themselves. And they turned round. I actually sat behind them. And they turned round and we had the chats. They were lovely.
Okay, lovely. So somebody says, for me, there's absolutely nothing worse than small talk. I try avoid it at all costs. I hate when strangers try to spark conversations with me.
Yeah, that's kind of understandable too.
Did you meet, given the route of the bus, and we mentioned it already, was there anybody actually going to IKEA?
Yeah, for sure. I once actually accidentally got on this bus to IKEA, but this time I got on it deliberately. I met a grandmother and her granddaughter on the bus.
Where are you going and who are you connecting to today?
We're going to IKEA with my granddaughter.
So you're on the bus to IKEA. What are you going to get in IKEA?
Well, we get a feed, first of all. We get some food. Food's very good there.
Like meatballs, maybe? Or
meatballs, yeah. Fish. Chips. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And then we get a cake.
And how many meatballs can you eat?
Probably like 8 or 12.
And do you like the sauce, that Swedish kind of raspberry sauce they give with it? I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
And will you actually get some furniture, or are you just window shopping?
No, we're just window shopping, really. So just out for the day.
Day out.
Yeah, we come from Shankill.
You've come all the way from Shankill on this bus?
Yeah.
Wow, so right across the city, crisscrossing on this particular route.
No, we get the E1 to Fox Rock Church, and then we get the E2 right out to there, to IKEA.
And for you, do you connect with people on the bus? Do you chat? Is there still that old banter on the bus?
Strange how you should say that, but there was two women over there started talking to us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Two older women like myself.
And do you like making connections on the bus?
Oh, I do like making connection always.
You love making a connection?
I do.
Are you guys connecting with each other while you're travelling?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. We do.
And what do you talk about?
We talk about Netflix films that are on. And we talk about school. She tells me about her friends and stuff like that. Yeah.
And like where I'm going on holidays, because I'm going on holidays on Sunday.
Oh, you're going on holidays, on Sunday.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Portugal.
Wow, for how long?
10 days.
And who are you going with?
My brother, my mum and my dad.
So a family holiday, 10 days to Portugal. Yeah. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And would you like to be going too?
Yeah, I would love to be going. That particular Portugal, we have a place in Lanzarote, so I'd like there. I have been to Portugal a few times.
So you have a place and you visit your place in Lanzarote?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we go there every year for about 5 months.
Do you feel it's important to make connections with strangers when you have the opportunity?
I think it's very important. I do, because I think maybe you would learn something from that person that you don't know already.
I feel like it's nice to make a connection with like random people so you can just have the chats whenever.
Have the chats, have the banter.
Yeah.
There you go. Lots of banter going on there. Though somebody says it really depends on the time of the day, though. Don't connect with Nightlink strangers. Yeah, that might be a bit more challenging.
And you could with a few drinks on you.
Yeah.
More than connect.
I was so desperately shy in my 20s and 30s that I would never want to talk to strangers on the bus or anywhere. The strain of it took so much out of me. Now I'm in my 60s. I don't give a damn what anyone thinks of me, so I will chat to all and sundry. It's so liberating. Mind you, you can get stuck with an interminable bore the odd time, but it's worth the risk. Therese in Cork says, I use the bus daily on the north side of Cork. I try and sit next to the most foreign-looking person as a show of friendship, even if we don't have a chat. That's kind of sweet. Another texter says, my husband, two kids and I went to one of the Channel Islands. I won't say which one. How many of them are there?
Well, there's Guernsey, Bergerac, and he said Bergerac. That's not an island. That's the detective series. Yes. Jersey. And there's one or two islands. There's about four of them.
Oh, yeah. Right. We never realised how much Irish people talk to strangers. We were constantly trying to make small talk with the islanders who looked at us as if we were mad. It was very disconcerting. We've been to England, Scotland and Wales, had loads of small talk with people. I still don't understand why the Channel Islanders don't do small talk or banter.
Maybe because they're half French and half English. That could
yes,
be
yes, maybe that's what it is.
You know,
yeah.
And there's a those, tax haven, those, maybe.
Those two elements are cancelling each other out yeah. In terms of wanting to chat. Well, yeah, in case you're a tax inspector trying to ask some questions.
Yeah,
could be that.
And I think I'm a quarter Jersey, if that's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
My grandpa was from Jersey.
Yeah.
I still haven't visited. I saw it from the ferry. I looked out of the stand line and was like, oh, look, it's Jersey, but I still haven't been. I must go. It sounds like a beautiful, beautiful.
It's supposed to be very pretty. Yeah.
It's just 100,000 people all squashed in, a bit like Deniri.
Wasn't Bergerac not recorded there, though?
It was recorded there, and it was also recorded in other parts of England. Yes. Of course, they couldn't record it all there.
All the
coastal
all,
areas.
Just
of,
there was
of
a
England.
Few bits driving around in his car, and then he went and solved crimes on the
in
mainland.
A
yes. Right, so who else to talk to?
Yeah, so and we try to capture joy and magic by talking to strangers. And we've got to mention, listen to the new A Stranger's Tale on Spotify and discover how one person's quest to connect with the people we see every day but never meet can change us all, because every connection counts. Vodafone, together we can. I met this Indian man.
Where are you going today?
So, I'm going to Northwood and I stay in Northwood right now.
So that's where you're living?
Yeah.
And are you coming back from work or are you just out shopping?
Yeah, I'm coming back from work. So I work in Central Park and from there I take a lure to a city and from there I'm just taking this bus towards home. So.
Have you connected with anyone today?
Yeah, like in lures there was an old lady who was sitting beside me and then she got to know that I'm Indian and then she had been to India a couple of times and then she was sharing all the history where, you know, like when I was not born in India, I think she went to that time and she was lovely. She was very lovely about that.
So she came up and asked you about
your
heritage?
Yeah, like about the culture and she knew a few places in India. So basically I'm from North India. And then Delhi, if you know, like the capital city of Delhi. So she had been there and then she was asking like, how is Delhi right now? And then there are lots of pollution and population going around. So then I told her about the same and then she was like, no, when she went back there, it was very peaceful and all those, like we Indians are good and all. So
how is Delhi right now?
Right now, I mean like the temperature wise, it's burning. It's 48 degrees right now. But then pollution wise, it's little bad. But then yeah, food wise, if you have not been to Delhi, I'd recommend that you go to Delhi sometime soon. So,
and do you like to make connections with strangers on the bus?
Oh yeah, lovely. Like not only on the bus, like I love to know different people and their connections. Like let's say that I meet you, right? So I don't know about you, I don't know about your culture and all. So if I get to know you, then I get to know the diverse culture you are from, where you are from and different kind of things. So yeah, 100%.
So you're quite outgoing, you're quite sociable.
Yeah, I'd say I'm ambivert, not extrovert. So I'm a little bit introvert and extrovert.
Do you think it's important to make connections with strangers?
Oh, I mean, like, definitely. But again, it depends from person to person. But talking about my perspective, 100%. Like, that's why I came out from India and I travel to, like, I've been traveling to almost 20 countries now. So, yeah, I love making connections so that I get to know that what's out in the outside world, apart from where I am being. So, yeah, 100%. You should get to make connection.
Well, thank you so much for making a connection with us.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. Henry McKean out chatting to people on the E2.
E2.
E2
exactly
it's called now, yeah. Henry, thanks a million. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.